Our reading today has been from the Gospel of John, chapter 1, starting to read at verse 29. Let's pray. Lord, may the words of my mouth and the thoughts of all of our hearts be pleasing to you this day and always. Amen. I wonder if you've ever been invited to do something really exciting. When I was quite young, I worked in Rwanda and I was invited to join an expedition that was going to see the mountain gorillas who live right up in the hills. They were studied by scientist Diane Fossey and featured in the film Gorillas in the Mist. You might have seen it. Well, it was an extraordinary experience for me. Our reading today tells us about the time when Andrew was invited to meet Jesus. Andrew was a fisherman and a friend of John the Baptist. He became one of Jesus' very first disciples. As well as being a fisherman, he had a special skill. He was a bridge builder. Not bridges made of stone or wood or iron. He was very good at bringing people together. John the Baptist, Jesus' cousin of course, had told Andrew about Jesus. He'd heard about him, but it wasn't until he was invited to spend some time with Jesus that he realised his significance. Afterwards, the very first thing he did was to seek out his brother Simon and to introduce him to Jesus. He built a bridge. Let's take another look at that story. It must have been a very exciting week. John has been teaching his followers about the need to repent and be baptised. John knows who he is. He doesn't imagine himself to be someone significant, like a reincarnation of Elijah or the Christ. He knows he's not the Messiah that the nation has been looking for. His job is to prepare the nation for him. In comparison to Jesus, he knows he's of little importance. He has a very humble view of himself and he urges the crowd to keep an eye out for the one who is to come. As our reading begins, John the Baptist points Jesus out in the crowd and he identifies him as the one he's been talking about. The answer to everyone's questions. He calls him the Lamb of God. Now, if you speak about lamb to my family, they immediately think of a splendid, special Sunday roast. If you're a farmer hereabouts, you might think of early mornings out in the fields at lambing time. If you have small children with teddies and storybooks, you might imagine something cuddly and sweet. But that's not what would have sprung to mind for John's listeners. In Jewish tradition, a lamb held a very special place of significance. In Genesis, God provided a lamb in place of Isaac for Abraham's obedient sacrifice. In Exodus, the lamb was a symbol of salvation and reminds us of the Passover. John talks of the Lamb of God as someone who will take away the sin of the world, not just wash the body clean of everyday dirt and dust, but actually take away our guilt and sin. He declares that the Holy Spirit identified Jesus as this lamb to him. That's quite a label, isn't it? No wonder Andrew was keen to find out more about him. The following day, John points Jesus out again, declaring that he is the Lamb of God. He testifies to who he believes Jesus is, and two of his own disciples decide to find out more. They follow Jesus, and he asks them what they want. They don't exactly answer him. Perhaps they're shy. Perhaps they don't know what they want. Instead, they ask him where he's staying. That's quite a strange question to ask a stranger in the crowd. But Jesus takes it in its stride. Perhaps he knows that they're too shy to ask. Come and see, he replies. How often do we approach Jesus, unable to articulate what's on our heart, but very much wanting to get to know him better? Very much wanting him to redeem the mess we've got ourselves into, very much, wanting him to turn us round and point us in the right direction. Jesus always meets us where we are, but he rarely leaves us there. Meeting with Jesus is always the start of an exciting journey. The invitation to come and see is not so much an invitation to come and inspect his accommodation, but rather an invitation to come and learn something of the mind of God himself. To sit down and chat with Jesus, to find out who he really is. Who could resist that? Jesus invites each of us to come and see, to spend time with him, to find out who he really is. Do we, like Andrew, dare to follow him, to spend time in his company, attending to his words and working out what they mean for us in our daily lives? Of course, we can't sit down over a cup of tea and a slice of cake, but we can decide to spend some time reading our Bibles and pondering what we find there. We can choose to talk about the things that strike us with our friends, perhaps in a midweek home group. If you'd like to belong to one and you don't already, please speak to me after the service. It's good to wrestle with God's word and see what we feel it means for us today in the 21st century. It's good to spend time in prayer, not just telling God what you think and what you need, but also sitting quietly, allowing him to speak gently into your heart. Being still and quiet is a very important part of any conversation. We don't get to hear what Jesus and Andrew chatted about that afternoon, but for Andrew, it was a conversation that led to immediate and drastic change. He stopped following John and decided to follow Jesus, to become his disciple. Not one to keep good news to himself, he went straight away to his brother Simon and told him in no uncertain terms that he'd found the Messiah, the Saviour that they'd all been hoping for. He not only told him, but he brought him to Jesus. Sometimes it's not enough merely to tell people about Jesus. Sometimes people need a little help to meet with him themselves. Andrew was a bridge builder. He shared the good news about Jesus with his brother, and he made it easy for Simon to be introduced to him. I wonder, do we take every opportunity we can to tell people about who Jesus is to us? Do we have the courage to change things in our lives if it dawns on us that Jesus would have us go in a different direction? Do we go out of our way to make it easy for people to meet with Jesus themselves? Bridge builders do. Andrew made a habit of it. When Jesus wanted to feed a huge crowd of people who'd been listening to him, it was to Andrew who brought forward the young boy with a picnic clothes and fishes. He built the bridge between the boy and Jesus. Much later in the story, when some Greeks approached Philip asking to meet with Jesus, he turned to Andrew to help him make the introduction in what might have been a socially awkward situation. Andrew built the bridge between two groups of people. Bridge building across rivers and valleys can be very dangerous business, but a good bridge can transform communities. It can be difficult and require courage and wisdom. Bridge building between people and Jesus also requires tact and courage in equal measure, but what a privilege it is to be able to make the introduction that might change the course of someone's life. Simon Peter became one of Jesus' most important disciples and eventually the leader of the early church. Andrew's introduction to Jesus had more significance than might have immediately been obvious. This morning, I invite you to come and see for yourself. Sit down and spend some time with Jesus. At the start of this new year, perhaps it would be a good juncture to reflect if you need to make any changes. Perhaps the Holy Spirit might put into your mind someone who could use an invitation to come and meet Jesus themselves. Could you, like Andrew, grow a habit this year of being a bridge builder? Amen.